Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Click on the American Senior Communities logo or go to ASCSeniorCare.com for information about services, locations, and special stories of seniors.
Welcome to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC. I'm Terry Stacey along with Tina McIntosh. If you're just joining us, Patrice Hardy is here. I'm a traffic person. I'm usually looking at what's happening on Harding. So Hardy is here with us, the Director of Admissions and Marketing at Forest Creek Village, one of our communities from American Senior Community. And by the way, we thank them for all that they do for us here on Caregiver Crossing. But Patrice, we've been talking a little bit about Go Red for Women. And I understand that you recently won some giant award. Can I know what it is?
I didn't think it was that giant, but I heard that it was. It's an ambassadorship with the American Heart Association. There's letters written in about different women, and that's how you get nominated. And I was chosen as one of the 11 women that was actually chosen to go around and help women with women's health. The actual Go Stand...
Go Red.
Go Red Standards.
See, I got y'all mixed
has to
up.
Be thank you. Is, you know, the Go Red itself, the acronym.
Yeah.
The G means get your numbers. You know, you have to go to your doctor, get your cholesterol and your blood pressure checked, and then own your lifestyle. You know, if you're smoking, stop smoking. If you're not exercising, start exercising. If you're not eating healthy, eat healthy. It's just those things that we already know that we don't have time to do. And then realize your risk. The R is for realize your risk. What is it that makes your risk? Is it your family? Is it your lifestyle? Whatever it is, know what your risks are and take care of that. 1 in 3 women die from heart disease every year, and we want to try to make that number zero if we can.
Did you just say 1 in 3?
One in three.
You know, we think so much that breast cancer is what is a kill, and it is, obviously. It takes lives every day. Yeah. But sometimes we have forgotten that actually heart disease, is this right, Patrice, is the number one killer
of women.
Yes,
it is. It is the number one killer of women, and that's why it's so important to know your numbers, get to your doctor, you know, start making lifestyle changes. And I tell people, when you're making those lifestyle changes, you have to make them one at a time. If you try to dive in and dive out with everything at one time, you're going to fail.
Right.
So if you're smoking and you want to stop, do that. And then if you want to be healthy eating, then do that. Then, you know, just make yourself a plan that you can actually make it accommodating. Don't do something that somebody else is doing, because we're all different. So that was the basic thing of that, of the Go Red, is just making sure that we don't stay silent about not telling other women about it and not helping other people.
Did we get through the E and the D, or did we throw you off track?
You think you threw me off track.
I think we did too.
It was my fault.
That's okay. We did the G for get your numbers. We did the O for own your own lifestyle.
Yeah.
R to realize your risk, whether it's your family, and then educate your family members and the people around you, and teach others, and especially your children.
You
know,
sure.
Especially our kids. You know, they eat what we eat. They do what we do. So they mimic us. So make sure that they know what the difference is. And then the D is said, don't be silent.
Don't be silent.
You know. Make sure you get out there and tell others about it, and just raise that awareness, and you can start at home.
I think that the educating the people in your life is important too, because like anything else, if we say it out loud to other people, one, we've committed ourselves, and two, they're holding us accountable.
Right.
And have you found that with the changes you've been making?
Yes. Yes, I did. When American Senior Communities did an article on me, and when that article hit the paper, people start calling me, boy, did that hold you accountable, because now everybody's watching. Okay. Did you eat a cheeseburger? Did you eat some baked chicken? Okay. But it does. It holds you. It definitely holds you accountable. And it's a good thing. And now we're holding one another accountable.
That's Patrice Hardy. She is the Director of Admissions and Marketing at Forest Creek Village.
I want to talk just a little bit about your role with American Senior Communities at Forest Creek Village. You're the Director of Admissions, as Terry just said. And so you are a lot of times the first point of contact for a family calling in, right?
Right.
You don't seem very scary.
No.
Because I think, you know, from the outside looking in, a lot of times families are scared to call in. Mm-hmm. They're intimidated by the process. They don't know if people really care on the other end of the phone. And what do you do to help, you know, kind of wrap your arms around them and make them feel comfortable with the services you all provide?
Well, first thing I do is I just try to find out exactly what it is that they need. And sometimes the need is just to be able to get all of that out of them. So the first 10 or 15 minutes is just talking about what they're going through. They want a listening ear. So once you listen and you write down everything they say and you repeat it back to them, then they're more apt to continue to talk to you and want to trust you and want to come in and do a tour.
Yeah, and I like that you repeat it back so they know you heard them.
Right.
And is there any tip that you have for for family members as they're making that call in, anything they should have prepared or anything they should or shouldn't say when they call?
They can ask any question that they want to. And basically the thing is just to know what it is that you want. If you call me and you say, you know, I don't know what I'm looking for, and I just start probing, you know, are you looking for long-term placement? Are you looking for short-term? Is it, you know, is it the memory care unit? You know, and I just kind of walk through those conversations with them. And then they ask you to explain what those, you know, what those places are. And then I explain to them how the building is actually set up. So it kind of helps them to understand that when I'm coming in, this person already knows what I'm looking for, and they're not going to have to come in and start all over again. So they're more apt to come in with trust, asking them to bring their insurance cards in so we can run their numbers. It doesn't obligate them, but it gives us an opportunity to give them some direction on that. Find out if they've been in the hospital in the past 30 days. Find out if they've had any falls. You know, just having that normal conversation of and getting into their world is basically what it is.
The transition of when a mom and dad have been living in this house now for 50 years, mm-hmm. and making that transition into a community can be a very challenging time. It can be a very difficult conversation to have. Patrice, maybe give us some of your advice as to how to make that transition a little bit easier.
Well, the first thing I do is have them to come in, get a tour of the facility, and explain to them that, you know, they can bring pieces of their life with them, their favorite bedspread, pillow, pictures, anything that they want to bring in that's going to be comfortable for them. I explain that to them. I don't eliminate, you know, you can't have this and you can't have that. You know, we don't go with the rules and regulations first. We go with what it is that they really want to do and how they want to have things set up. And basically, when you're talking to them about leaving their home of many years, I try to ask them questions about, you know, you lived there for how many years and you raised all your children there, you know, and how many grandchildren do you have? And you just go through a casual conversation with them and just get them comfortable with knowing that you care about not to just their leaving at home and coming to you, but you want to know what happened in their history prior to them getting there. So yeah. Just having that one conversation with them helps.
You clearly have a heart for helping other people.
Yes.
And I think, you know, for families, that makes a huge mm-hmm. difference. And I remember when my father, I had to place him in a nursing home years ago. He's since rehabbed out and is, you know, living in the community on his own. But my relationship with the director of admissions, the woman who was in your role at this facility, which was in Fort Wayne, it was strong, and she ended up being my eyes and ears when I couldn't be there, and she was my go-to person. So I want to thank you for the work you do and the difference you make for so many families. Terry, have you had experience with long-term care in your life?
In the business that we're in, we have gone to many senior communities around town and been at many different events. You know, for a while, there was a stigma attached mm-hmm. to yes. a nursing center or a nursing home. When I was 15 years old, I volunteered at a place in Newcastle called Turtle Creek. And mm-hmm. I had my candy striper outfit on. And that's when I mm-hmm. first become to love and know what these kind of places were all about and what they really did provide for seniors. And what I've really learned is, more than anything, I think it's become, I don't know if more than anything, but it is really about, it's a social place mm-hmm. for seniors. When they move into these communities, they've got great neighbors, and perhaps that's something that they have not been without. They have mm-hmm. been without for a while, living in their homes of 50 years. And this is a whole new environment, and that is a great asset that you now have neighbors that are next to you that are about your age, and now you're doing things and you're playing games, and your life has changed, and it's a very positive time, I think.
Maybe nursing homes need to start doing the marketing like it's a dormitory for seniors.
Kinda. Yes. Like cruise ships. I always like to describe them as like five-star, you know, cruise ships. Well, that you're,
yeah,
you
I think
know,
we're on to something.
Everything. You've mm-hmm. got everything, you know. It really is a different way of life, and that stigma, I think, is gone. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Patrice, we sure loved having you here. Patrice Hardy, Director of Admissions and Marketing at Forest Creek Village. Thank you so much for sharing your story. Congratulations on your award and this ambassador that you are to become here for Go Red for Women. Thank you very much and for all that you do for American senior communities. This is Caregiver Crossing. We're going to take a news break for you, and we'll be back after this on 93 WIBC.